Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on L3 Harris Technologies, Inc., a leading player in the defense and aerospace industry. L3 Harris is known for its advanced communication and electronic systems. We'll delve into how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, DEI efforts, adaptation to market trends, and how they compare to other players in the defense sector. Let's get started.
L3 Harris Technologies operates in a highly specialized and competitive industry. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like loss aversion and overconfidence influence their business decisions, particularly in areas like technology development and government contracts?
Loss aversion can significantly impact L3 Harris's decisions regarding technology development and government contracts. This bias involves the tendency to prefer avoiding losses over acquiring equivalent gains. For L3 Harris, this might mean being more conservative in their technology investments or contract bids to avoid potential losses. They might focus on projects with lower risk, even if they have lower potential returns, to minimize the possibility of a significant financial setback. Overconfidence is another relevant bias, where individuals overestimate their abilities or the accuracy of their forecasts. For L3 Harris, this might manifest in their approach to bidding for contracts or developing new technologies. If the company overestimates their capabilities or the certainty of winning contracts, they might undertake projects with higher risks or overlook potential challenges, which can impact their overall performance and financial stability.
L3 Harris's management of loss aversion and overconfidence helps guide their strategies for technology development and government contracts, ensuring they remain competitive while managing risks.
Exactly. By understanding these biases, L3 Harris can make more informed decisions about their investments and contracts, optimizing their performance and maintaining a strong position in the defense sector.
Let's talk about Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Day at L3 Harris. How do DEI initiatives intersect with behavioral finance for a company in the defense and aerospace sector?
DEI is essential for L3 Harris, especially in fostering a diverse and inclusive workforce that can drive innovation and improve organizational performance. From a behavioral finance perspective, DEI initiatives can enhance L3 Harris's reputation and attractiveness to investors who value corporate social responsibility. A commitment to DEI can lead to a more engaged and productive workforce, as diverse teams bring different perspectives and ideas to the table. For investors, DEI efforts signal that L3 Harris is focused on ethical practices and long-term sustainability, which can positively impact the company's market perception and performance.
Investors are increasingly looking at DEI when evaluating companies, recognizing that a strong focus on inclusivity and equity can lead to better business outcomes and enhance company performance.
Precisely. By integrating DEI into their corporate strategies, L3 Harris not only strengthens its internal operations but also improves its market position and appeal to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptation, L3 Harris operates in a sector with rapid technological advancements and evolving defense needs. How does the company adapt to these changes, and what role does behavioral finance play in this process?
L3 Harris adapts by investing in research and development, staying ahead of technological trends, and responding to changing defense requirements. Behavioral finance helps them understand market sentiment and make strategic adjustments. For example, during shifts in defense technology or policy changes, L3 Harris might adjust its product offerings or invest in new technologies to stay competitive. Behavioral finance insights help L3 Harris anticipate market changes and respond proactively, ensuring they can maintain their market position and capitalize on new opportunities.
L3Harris's ability to adapt to technological advancements and market shifts is crucial for maintaining its position in the defense sector, ensuring they can meet evolving demands and drive innovation.
Exactly. By leveraging insights from behavioral finance, L3Harris can navigate industry changes and optimize their strategies for long-term success.
Now, let's compare L3Harris to other defense and aerospace companies like Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and Raytheon Technologies. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Each defense and aerospace provider has unique behavioral finance dynamics. L3Harris is known for its advanced communication and electronic systems. Lockheed Martin emphasizes its aerospace and defense technologies. Northrop Grumman focuses on innovation in aerospace and defense, and Raytheon Technologies combines defense and aerospace capabilities. Understanding these dynamics helps investors evaluate the relative strengths and strategies of each provider and how behavioral finance influences their market positioning.
Understanding these dynamics helps investors evaluate which defense and aerospace provider strategies align with their investment goals and how behavioral finance impacts their performance and market approach.
Exactly. By comparing these companies, investors can assess which provider's strategies and market approaches best fit their investment preferences.
To sum up, L3Harris Technologies, Inc. S approach is influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through technology development, DEI efforts, or adaptation to industry changes. These factors play a crucial role in shaping their market position and investor perception.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides valuable insights into what drives L3Harris's performance and where potential opportunities and challenges lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.